write the great American novel in 3 months, no problem. quickly realized how stupid an idea that was, and I started catering. And I catered in New York City for years while I was, I then went back to school to get a master's in fine arts, and I was catering the whole time, and it was in and of itself a wonderful education in what it takes to be committed to be an artist. Because everybody that I worked with in catering was a dancer, a singer, an actor, a writer, a playwright. We were all hustling to do our artistic work, and we were all hustling to make a buck to pay rent. And it was thrilling to be, again, to be a part of this group of people who, to use a phrase of our time, I think, who kind of lived on aspiration and not desperation. And that was really inspiring. And so catering became a big part of my life. Now, after I got my master's, that's when I was working part-time at a school just to do some other office work and make some more money. I was able to then move into education, and I became a high school teacher, and I taught 10th grade English at a private school in New York. And I also taught night classes at City College, and I was doing all of this. And I don't know when I or anyone else slept, but we did it all.
Yeah, that's a really very full career already, and you're not that old, but it sounds like you've done a lot of things. And I love the story about catering, because especially in places like New York or LA, I would imagine, yes, you're going to run into all kinds of people who are doing this as a way to maybe get into some other area of work, who want to become writers or actors. So what a great environment to be working in.
It really was, and I'll just share this one anecdote, because I feel it, for any of the listeners out there who may be curious about this, it was because of catering that I really found the first scene of my first novel. I knew what I was writing about. I had written scenes that take place later in the book, but I really couldn't find a way into the beginning of the book. And in fact, I never can find ways into the beginning of the book. I find beginnings to be the hardest thing to write. Mm-hmm. But I was the bartender for a Christmas Eve party at a really wealthy family's home in Greenwich, Connecticut, and a few kids squeezed through the crowd to come towards the bar and try to talk me into giving them vodka sodas. Mm-hmm. And I suddenly, it just sort of hit me as they squeezed through the crowd that these were the kids that were going to open up the book for me. And so, you know, partly it was, I think, that I was around all these artists and I was sort of, the door was always open for inspiration. But also, I think we have to be open as often as we can, because we never know when these great ideas are going to hit us. And I wouldn't have found this if I hadn't been catering.